Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is the Morris Health Clinic.
Hello, my name is Janet Stevens. I've just signed up for gym membership, but apparently I have to get a medical checkup before I'm allowed to take any fitness classes.
I see. Well, we just had a cancellation at 2:30 this afternoon, so if you have time, you can get a checkup today.
That sounds perfect. I'll be there in a couple of hours.
Number 32. Who most likely is the man? Number 33. What is the purpose of the woman's phone call? Number 34. What will the woman do this afternoon? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Welcome back, everybody, to today's orientation session for new hires. Please take a seat in front of a computer. Right now, I'd like to show you how to enter your regular and overtime hours on the online timesheet. First, are there any questions about what we covered before the break?
Yes, actually. I just got here because I was in a meeting, so I...
Tim, I can give you my notes when we break for lunch.
Thanks, Stephanie. Now, would you please log on to the company website with your username and password? Look at the toolbar on the browser to see a link to the site. Number 35. What will the listeners learn how to do? Number 36. What does the woman offer to do? Number 37. What are the listeners asked to do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Dave, you know, our consulting services are popular with our clients, but we haven't gotten enough customers in the past few months to meet our financial goals.
Yeah, we've been relying upon word of mouth, but perhaps we should consider advertising online.
I need to know how much that will cost first. Could you check on that for me?
No problem. How about giving me a list of websites that you think would attract business by purchasing ads on them? Number 38. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 39. What does the man suggest doing? Number 40. What is the man asked to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about an order I placed online yesterday. The order number is KTR958.
All right, let me take a look. Let's see. That was a green blouse which cost $40.
Yes, and that's the problem. I checked out the confirmation email I received, and I realized I selected green by accident. I wanted to order a white blouse. Would it be possible to change that now?
Sure. We haven't shipped the item to you yet, so I can make an adjustment. In addition, please remember that you need to sign for the delivery, so be sure to be home on the day it gets delivered.
Number 41. What item did the woman order online? Number 42. What mistake did the woman make? Number 43. What does the man remind the woman about? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for visiting, Mr. O'Reilly. Now, the first question I have for you is simple. Why are you interested in a position here at the Jackson Group?
One of my friends, Jessica Palmer, works here. She has told me about the work she is responsible for in the accounting department, and I thought I could make a good fit for this position.
Okay. You've been at your current accounting position for almost 4 years. Why are you thinking of leaving your firm?
Most of my current work responsibilities right now are related to bookkeeping, but corporate tax accounting has always been my primary specialty, which I'd really like to focus more on in my career building. Number 44. Why is the man meeting with the woman? Number 45. Why does the man mention his friend? Number 46. What does the man say he would like to focus on? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Xavier and Robert. I'm really looking forward to our vacation in London next weekend. I can't wait to visit some of the museums and do some shopping.
I feel the same way. Xavier, have you decided on a hotel yet?
No, I'm still looking for a good deal, but the hotels there are so expensive. By the way, how should we get there? Do you think we should drive there or just take the train?
I don't know. Which do you think is better, Julia?
Let's go by train. It will be much faster. I can book the tickets if you want.
That would be great. Thanks a lot.
Number 47. What are the speakers doing next weekend? Number 48. Why has Xavier not booked a hotel yet? Number 49. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Davidson Textiles. Ruth Marino speaking.
Hello, my name is Russ Murray, and I'm calling from Texan Consulting. We specialize in providing financial consulting services to firms like yours. I'm in your area today, and it would be great if I could drop by to tell you a little bit about our services.
Well, our company outing is today. Still, I'd like to know more about your services.
Of course. I'll mail you a packet of information describing our services. Then, you can let me know if you're interested in setting up a time for a face-to-face meeting. Number 50. What type of business does the man work for? Number 51. Why does the woman say?
Well, our company outing is today.
Number 52. What does the man offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Henderson Garden Supplies. We can assist you with all of your gardening needs. Right now, we're offering free classes on how to plant the perfect garden in the upcoming summer months.
Oh, yeah? What do the classes teach?
Well, you'll learn which kinds of fruits, vegetables, and flowers grow well in this climate, as well as how to take care of them.
Hmm, it's almost summer. But I'm really busy at work and don't have much time in the evenings.
Don't worry. We also offer classes on weekends.
That sounds promising, but let me think about it.
Here's my card. Call me if you want to sign up later.
Number 53. Where does the conversation take place? Number 54. Why does the man say?
It's almost summer.
Number 55. What does the woman give to the man? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for contacting Spring Electronics. How can I assist you?
Hello. I spilled some water on my laptop and it's not working properly. Can I bring it to you today?
Sorry, but we're fully booked today. However, why don't you try putting it upside down on a towel for a while?
I did that. Are you sure there's no one available to help me? I'm going out of town to meet with some clients tomorrow, so it's crucial that I get it fixed today.
Well, my next appointment isn't for another 30 minutes. Can you come here right away?
Absolutely. My company is very close to your shop. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Number 56. What are the speakers talking about? Number 57. What does the woman imply when she says,
I did that?
Number 58. What does the woman decide to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Linda. I heard we just got a large shipment of foreign language books. You haven't finished logging the information into the library system yet, have you?
Not yet. Are you busy now? To be honest, this isn't really a job for just one person to do.
Then it's a good thing I came. Are these the Korean books that we bought for the library's newly expanded section for foreign languages?
That's right. I'm really excited about the expansion. I know the Korean speakers in the community will be happy to see all these books. Anyway, what should we start with first, and what comes next?
Why don't I read the information of the books while you enter it into the library computer system?
Number 59. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 60. What does the man mean when he says,
Then it's a good thing I came.
Number 61. What does the woman say she is excited about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and diagram.
Jarvis, could you lend me a hand, please? I'm trying to set up the room for the orientation session.
Sure. This is the one that you're going to be leading this afternoon, right?
Yeah. Would you mind putting the sign-in sheets on the table next to the entrance? And then put the snacks on the table next to it?
Do you mind my making a suggestion?
Not at all.
Why don't we put the snacks on the table right beside the exit door? That way, there won't be too many people hanging out around the entrance.
Oh, good idea. Please do that. I have to go upstairs now to pick up the projector from the audiovisual department.
Number 62. What type of event are the speakers preparing for? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which table will the snacks be placed on? Number 64. According to the woman, what is she going to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and computer screen. This is Harmony Software Technical Support. How can I be of assistance?
Hello, I've got a car repair business. I'm using your software helping me get customers' quotes for the work I do on their cars, but I've got a problem. I've created a price quote, but I don't know how to show the customer he's getting a discount on the tires. What should I do?
Simply click on the discount tab at the top of the screen. You'll see every item in your estimate there. Select the one you want and add the discount.
Okay, I just gave the customer a 25% discount. Does the software automatically subtract the correct amount?
That's right. Just so you know, in the future, you can do an online chat if you require assistance. Number 65. Why is the woman calling? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which amount will be offered at a reduced price? Number 67. What does the man suggest the woman do in the future? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hello, I'm curious about the clearance sale you have going on.
Yes, we're offering 40% off our remaining office furniture inventory.
Great. I need a conference table for my office.
One of our tables, called the Orchard, can seat up to 8 people. It's quite popular.
Actually, I need something that's a bit bigger. We normally have meetings with up to 14 attendees.
Then you should get the largest table we have. It can seat up to 16 people.
Great. I'd like that big table. I'll come by this afternoon to pick it up.
Sure. And just so you know, if you need assistance with assembly, we'd be glad to take care of that for you. Number 68. What is happening at the store? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which table does the woman select? Number 70. What does the man offer to do?